Network Sports Exchange, episode number 134.
And for the second straight year, the Connecticut Huskies are your national champions.
Boo.
Was there boring ever a doubt?
It's a boring game.
I wouldn't say it was a boring game. It's just that UConn's just so well coached. And God, Danny Hurley submits himself as under the list of Wooden, Krzyzewski, and Donovan as one of the four coaches to go back-to-back.
If NC State wins that game, we're talking about NC State being the champion here. Let me tell you.
NC State, come on. UConn, national champions. They absolutely dominate Purdue. And to be honest, UConn going back-to-back is not the biggest story in college basketball right now. John Calipari has... It's nothing official yet. John Calipari has been finalizing a deal with the University of Arkansas for the past 2 days to become their new head coach. This is insane.
College basketball's all over the place, Dan.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
I'm just going to tell you right now that this is sort of like a, how do I put this? The carousel's going to be rolling. Like, there's going to be a lot of...
Yeah, I'm not shocked. I think NIL is a huge part of it too, but
yeah, Cal's pace. Here's the thing. Well, I mean, we're going to talk about John Calipari and what's next for Kentucky, but John Calipari's friends with the Tyson Chicken Nugget guy, who's like a big booster at Arkansas. So,
yo, fuck Tyson. Go Purdue. Shut up, Matty G. Shut up, Matty G. And your mother.
Forgot about that. Holy shit. That's insane.
CFO,
anyway,
baby. Shout out Mac Elgano.
CFO of Purdue Chicken. Unbelievable. Yeah. So UConn national champions. We'll talk about Cal. Predictions for the Masters. It's that time of year. I told you. Daylight savings comes around. March Madness. Then the Masters.
You know what I saw today? So
what
I saw a crazy line. So I saw Rory is plus 1,000 to win the Masters. That means if you put $100 on Rory to win the Masters, you lose $100.
I will not be picking Rory McIlroy to win the Masters. That much I do know. Give our predictions. Maybe parlay dropping for Thursday. A nice little 3-ball parlay. I got something cooking up. Maybe Tim, you want to dive in on that?
I think I am going to dive in on that, Stan.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Hockey. Tim, your New York Islanders are in third place in the Metropolitan.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, Stan. Oh, my God. They are 5-1 in their last six. I just don't know what the hell is going on. I really don't, because for a month, we look like the worst team in the NHL. A week goes... Yeah, now we're back. Now we're third in the Metro with a game in hand on Pittsburgh. We got a point on them, too. I don't know. Big game tonight. Big game tonight. They got the Rangers. Big game tonight.
Big one tonight. Rangers-Islanders tonight. Rangers-Islanders. I'm blanking on what I just said. Rangers have a chance to clinch the Metro tonight with a win over the Islanders and a regulation win for the Bruins over the Hurricanes. Hope that settles it. Just get it out of the way. Clinch the Metro. I don't even care about the President's Trophy. I mean, I think they're the clear-cut favorite to win the President's Trophy, but we'll see what happens there.
Buddy just doesn't want to play us in the first round.
What matters to me is the division. So everything else, like President's Trophy-wise, is all kind of gravy to me. NBA, the Knicks are back.
Jesus.
Julius Randle goes down. The Cavs suck. The Cavs suck, Tim.
Oh, my God. I don't know what the hell is going on right now.
Cavs suck. This is a shame. This is a big shame. I'm sorry this is happening to you. Kinda. Not really, though.
Piece it together in like 3 days. We'll be fine.
Okay. All right. So let's dive right into it. UConn national champions for the sixth time. Program history. That game plan was flawlessly executed. I think that they kind of just let Edie get his, worry about the guards, and then that just seemed to be it.
I mean, they were out of it and they were giving the ball in the post. You're down by like 15. Shoot the ball. I mean, I get your game plans worked. They couldn't. You're right. They couldn't.
They couldn't. But
you got it. You got to scheme something up, Purdue. I mean, that's just you got to out. You're getting out coached. You got to out coach. That's what it comes down to. You got out coached.
Came down to coaching. Danny Hurley, 2-time national champion now. I mean, is the train going to roll off the tracks? Are we looking like three-peat here? Like, I know it's like we're a year away, but.
No, there's gonna be something, Stan.
Listen,
I'm just saying right now, Duke can figure some things out.
Hey, what worries me is that they're young. If they can get some returning pieces back, I'll be fine. I will be completely okay with it.
I think they will.
I think McCain goes though. Unfortunately, he had such a good tournament. I mean,
yeah,
the
there's
real
no reason
winner
for him not to go.
Yeah. The real winner of this tournament here is Donovan Clingan. The start of the tournament, I think he was like top 15. Givney now has him as like the third pick as of today.
Well, I mean, this draft kind of stinks when you look at it up and down, but for me, the big winner is DJ Burns. This guy's made like $3 million NIL deals off this run alone.
Yeah. The vending machine. DJ's vending machine. And I will say,
are we looking at a new Zach Randolph, Stan? Is this a possibility? Or is that game completely eliminated from the NBA where you don't need a guy like Junkyard Dog down low just absolutely causing havoc?
He could revolutionize it, but I just don't see a guy like him. I don't know. I really don't know. Like I just don't see a guy like him getting drafted.
God, I loved Zach Randolph though. There'll never be another Z-Bo.
Z-Bo was the guy. Junkyard Dog.
Mahood, bullies get bullied. Bullies get bullied. Screaming at DeMarcus Cousins at the free throw line. I love it.
Bullies get bullied. Oh, what a saying. I do want to mention Final Four. UConn takes down Alabama. It seemed like the first half of that game, I was like, holy shit, Alabama might fucking win this thing. And then the second half happened, and then UConn just pulled away.
Yeah, I mean, again, second half game plan. Head coaching for UConn was phenomenal this entire run. And even last year, it comes down to it. They make halftime adjustments. They did the same thing in the Purdue game, and look what happens. So shout out to UConn. Congratulations. But Stan, I think the real winner in all of March right now is USC. Undefeated season. Didn't lose a single game. Shows up Iowa. I mean, that game was unbelievable.
That game was awesome. I do want to get to the women's, but I do want to mention UConn are the 2024 UConn Huskies are the sixth team to win all six tournament games by double-digit margins. They won those games by a grand total of 140 points, blowing past the 1996 Kentucky team, which won its six by a combined 129. You don't want to pick the number one overall seed every year, but it felt like this year it was just UConn's year. Like, there's really...
Yeah, I think my hatred for them winning from last year and not wanting to see it again kind of clouded that a little bit. But, you know, shout out to them.
here's the thing with last year, it was just they had a bad January. If they had like a semi-decent January, they were probably a two seed, a three or two seed in the tournament. They're a four seed and they just completely dominated. The only time that they were losing at halftime within the past two tournaments was to Rick Pitino and Iona in the first round of last year's
Shout out Pete Murray and Iona. That Iona team 2 years ago, gritty team, real gritty team. And you know what? If they had a real shot. They had a real shot. If they did beat UConn, Stan.
Are we talking about Iona early like this? A second.
No.
Here's the
thing. Are we talking about Pitino and the Iona Gales like we're talking about UConn right now if they beat them 2 years ago?
I'm kidding. No, we would not. They lost first round 2022 to New Mexico as a I think they were a four seed. Just what a turnaround. I've never seen a turnaround like this. And it's always – I'll put my hand up and admit it. I took Purdue to cover. I thought that this game was going to be like a four-point game maximum. And boy, was I wrong. just the guards. It's been the story with Purdue these past 2 years. It was like last year it was the guard play. They can't really – like Lawyer and Smith can't really do much. And then fast forward, yeah, you make it to the Final Four, great. To be honest, it was kind of a cakewalk. You know, you beat the 16 seed, then you steamroll Utah State. The Sweet 16, I believe they had – oh, they had a bad team. Not a bad team. I just think that – who is it? I had it, then I lost it. NCAA tournament.
I got to look.
I know. I'm looking too. Round of 8, round of 16 – oh, Gonzaga. Actually, no. People had Gonzaga beating them. And there were a lot of doubters. And I mean, I guess like it's an improvement from last year. You didn't get knocked out of the first round by 16 seed.
Yeah. Anything's an improvement from that stand.
I mean, yeah, everyone thought you were gonna go the Virginia route. They beat Gonzaga, then they beat Tennessee, and we all know Rick Barnes' track record in March. Like, it's not great. And then you get lucky. By getting you either were getting Duke, who doesn't have a true five, and I don't know who the hell was going to guard Zach Edey, and then you got NC State, and the talent from on Purdue compared to the talent on NC State, let's all be honest here, Purdue is the much better team, and then you run into UConn, and they owned them. Like it just felt like from start to there was like that little moment in the first half where it was like, okay, like Purdue might actually like fuck around and win this thing. And then once that second half hit, it was a completely different game. Completely different game.
It's all those second half adjustments, Dan. It's all head coaching, I'm telling you.
That's what makes Dan Hurley so great. I mean, there's really no way around it. Speaking of Dan Hurley, on a completely different topic. So let's talk about it. John Calipari currently finalizing a deal to become the new head coach of the University of Arkansas, conference rival. When I first saw the tweet, everyone was like, this is completely fake. Everyone called bullshit, including myself, to be honest, as I'm getting my charger and everything's just being thrown around. All right, that's great. Anyway, what does this mean? For Arkansas, number one, like here's the thing. Arkansas.
It makes, you know what, Stan? It makes Arkansas that much more attractive for them to really bring in prospects.
That's the thing. But here's my sort of spin zone with this. They think that they're a basketball school. And to be honest, like, let's be honest here. We haven't heard really much of Arkansas football as of late. And it's all been basketball because of Musselman. But yes, hiring John Calipari is huge. I just don't think that it gets you over that hump of,
you know,
a basketball school.
I get that. I understand. But
like,
for
you gotta win something.
No, right. But you can look at teams like Alabama, you know, schools that aren't known as, you know, basketball schools. Look how quickly you can turn it around. All you need is an attractive head coach, an attractive brand. Arkansas, it's a fun school. I mean, people want to go there. So
yeah,
I feel like this just adds to them. And I think it may help Kentucky in a way a little bit too, that it's more of a fresh start.
Now, here's the thing with Kentucky. And now people, I guess, have been like stuck under the – not like stuck, but sort of fixated with the lore of John Calipari and how long he's been there. People need to realize – before John Calipari got to Kentucky, Kentucky had 8 national championships. Like, they were already a brand before they got him.
And so, like, I agree with what you're saying 100%. They already have that base, that background, Kentucky. You get rid of Calipari, you bring in a new head coach. You already got the history. You are Kentucky. You are blue blood. Everybody wants to go to Kentucky. That's all you need, the name, Kentucky. So as long as they're Kentucky... You know, and nothing changes. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
They'll
exactly.
be fine.
I think they'll be fine. Are they going to take that, like, they're going to take, like, a mini step back? I think. I mean, I could be wrong.
I don't even know. I mean, they weren't great this year. How much?
They weren't, but here's why they weren't so great. Like, here's the thing. Calipari, don't get me wrong, he's top 10 coach in the sport all the time. As much as I hate the guy, I think he's a top 10 coach in the sport. What has screwed him over, and this is what we've seen with these coaches, especially in football. We saw Nick Saban retire because of it. Dabo Sweeney isn't really committed to it. It's the whole NIL thing and starting a bunch. And it's NIL number one. And number two, well, this isn't really a football thing. This is more of a basketball thing. He's still relying on freshmen. He's still relying on freshmen to hold the load. That's not how it's been for the past 3-4 years. And that's what's caused him not going to a Sweet 16 these past 4 seasons. Oh, no.
Hello.
There we go, Tim.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. There we go. What was I going to say? Anyway, freshmen, he's been relying on freshmen too much, and that's not the way that things go in college basketball anymore. You look at the past couple of champions, I mean, UConn, back-to-back, they had experienced players. Like, the prime example is UConn. They had Tristan Newton riding off the bench, Donovan Klingon riding off the bench. For the 2022 team, they become starters. They become impact players. They become impact players for the next championship team. And not only that, they also get the portal as well. Cam Spencer, who they got out of Rutgers over the summer, is the became the best 3-point shooter in the country. Not only that, they also got Newton from the transfer portal as well. Newton was from went to Eastern Carolina his first year of college and then transferred to UConn, and now he's the most outstanding player of the Final Four. So, and we look at that Oakland loss that Kentucky had. Oakland was an old team. Like, those were all like seniors and juniors and graduate students. Like, you're not going to cut it with freshmen anymore. You're just not.
Yeah, and I think, does that even go back to that Baylor team in 19, or was it 20? I mean, they were pretty old, too. They weren't a young team.
In 21, yeah. That's the thing. And now you mentioned Baylor. You mentioned Baylor, and now I think that this is Scott Drew's job to lose here, the head coach of Baylor. He's tight with the Kentucky athletic director. There were already rumors of Nate Oates going there, and then Nate Oates sent out a message that he's fully committed to Alabama. So, I mean, that's the world we live in now, where it's just like coaches just fucking making hype videos about
Roll Tide.
I mean, Dan Lanning did it, but anyway,
yeah, Dan Lanning's was great. All right,
that was pretty good.
I ain't going nowhere. I can't even believe people thought he was gonna go somewhere, and that team right now is like probably fourth best team in the country. Now in the Big Ten. You really thought he was going to leave Oregon? Are you serious?
They might win the Big Ten. They might.
That's what I'm saying. And yeah, they have a real good shot. And you're like, you're telling me he's going to go somewhere else? I mean, this is probably one of the best Oregon teams they've had in a long time.
It's Alabama. It's Alabama football we're talking about here.
Who's got cooler jerseys? Enough said. Enough said.
You're insane. Jesus Christ. Yeah. So I think it's going to be Scott Drew. It's just that the only question is, he's been with Baylor for 20 plus years, so it's going to be a difficult task to be like, hey, we're moving from Waco, Texas to Lexington, Kentucky after 20 some odd years. But I just think that Scott Drew needs a new scene. They haven't made it back to the second weekend ever since they won that national championship in 2021. It's an upgrade. It's an upgrade.
Well, I think Kentucky's going to be fine. I really do. I think they'll be fine.
They'll survive. They will absolutely survive. Did you see the video of Cal walking his dog in the stroller?
No.
Oh, yeah. Some guy from, like, Kentucky Sports Radio, almost like a TMZ type thing, like, went up to him. He was, like, walking his dog in a stroller. He was like, "You coming back? Like, what, any thoughts? Like, what's going on?" And he's like, "I got no comment. Nothing." I was like,
"Oh, jeez."
Yeah, it just feels like that this divorce was bound to happen eventually.
I think now's the right time.
Tim, are you ready for this?
Let me hear it.
A report from CavaliersNation.com. JB Bickerstaff was almost fired earlier in the season and could be coaching for his job in the playoffs.
Because somehow this is his fault.
I mean, do you think he's a good coach?
yes. Stan, we went 17-1 earlier in the year without Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley. So, I mean, he completely kept the season alive. Obviously, right now, it's been a little bit of a wishy-washy up and down, blowing 26 against the Clippers, but it stems with Garland. You got to play better, Darius. What the hell is going on? I know you got hurt, but what the hell is going on?
I might have gotten duped, but hang on. Some, like, really good player in Arizona just entered the transfer portal. Yeah, it's true. Holy shit. God damn.
Well, there anyway. You go.
Yeah, god damn. That's been college basketball.
Thank you, USC.
College basketball. The last... we'll talk about South Carolina. That was a great game.
Great game. Fantastic Dominated game. Down low. There was no answer down low for what's-her-face.
It was for Cardoso.
No answer for Cardoso. I mean, she was cooking down low. They had no response.
That was the thing, though, too. Like, it was just like it all kind of came down to rebounding, and then that was the story, really.
Caitlin Clark did not shoot well either. They played great perimeter defense on her.
She looked good, though. I'm going to be very excited for her in the WNBA. It's going to be awesome.
I'm a Paige Beckers
fan. Well, she's staying at UConn. She's not.
Oh, I know. We're winning it next year.
Should we put a future UConn women's to? Well, here's the thing: South Carolina's got all those girls coming back, like the freshmen.
That's Paige Buckets. Come on,
Paige Buckets. Nika Mule, or is that her name?
Mule is she is unbelievable. What do they call it? The Secretary of Defense? They changed it on Wikipedia.
Let's see.
I think they changed Nika it back. Secretary of Defense.
Secretary of Defense, yeah. Yeah, she's the two-time Big East Defensive Player of the Year. That's hilarious. Nika Mule.
Welcome she can to, shoot, too.
Yeah, she can shoot, too. Yeah, UConn's going to be good. And then they got AZ Foot coming back, too. She got injured. I don't know. I'm starting to like UConn now. And then UConn just got the number one women's recruit in the country. So, let's see what happens.
UConn's coming back.
UConn's coming back. Cooper Flagg's going to be a Duke Blue Devil by this time next year.
It's a good time for college basketball.
It's a good time for college basketball. We're in a transition period. Don't get me wrong. We are in a major transition period. But you got to be excited for college basketball next year. Come on. Men's and women's. Men's and women's, without a doubt. And also, like, this is probably going to be the first time all summer that I'm probably going to sit down on my couch and be like, wait, like Yankees – clinch a playoff spot. All right, let me turn on the WNBA. Watch Caitlin Clark.
I'm with you. Indiana Fever.
Shout out to Alyssa Smith.
Shout out to Alyssa Smith, number 2 overall pick last year to them. She's unbelievable.
Wait, is that actually no?
Nalissa, not Alyssa. Oh, it's Nalissa.
Oh, I was like, what?
Yeah, no. Nalissa Smith.
They got Aaliyah Blossom as well. Although I'm going to stick with the Liberty. Come on.
Yeah, how can you not?
Come on. Nobody beats Sabrina and them? Nobody beats the Libs. Come on now.
The best team in New York. Literally the best team in New York.
Getting libbed up. We're getting libbed up this summer. All right. Thank you, college basketball. Just round of applause. March, always the best month of the year. I'm just such a sicko for watching it all the time in November to now, so... I need a break, but I'm not going to take one because it's Masters Week, baby. All right. Here's how it's going to go. We're just going to name off people that we think are going to win. The three-ball parlay, I can definitely – I haven't really seen the odds yet, so I could definitely just, like, cook something up tomorrow and post something. And then, yeah. So, Tim, you need just a reminder – I picked John Rahm to win last year. Like, that again, just needs to be said. I'm 1-0 in my last Masters picks. 1-0.
You're hot. 1-0, you're hot.
1-0 in my last one. 1-0 in
my last one. I want
to say... So, go ahead.
Well, the three guys that I would pick, if I'm going to pick any of them, you want three or you just want one?
I mean, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5. So.
All right. I'll give you 5. I'll give you 5. You want me to start from my favorite to dark horse?
Go right ahead.
All right. Well, you picked John Rahm. I love John Rahm. I mean, it's really hard for me not to look at John Rahm and take that.
For once, though, I'm not taking John Rahm. John Rahm is not one of my 5.
Xander Schauffele for me is the guy.
He's my number one too.
That's my number one.
I mean, from tee to green, he's just been incredible. I mean,
unbelievable.
He's got the second best tee to green play in the last 36 rounds of golf. He's only behind Scottie Scheffler, who's playing the most unbelievable golf on the planet right now.
The best.
I mean, he's the best
golfer on the planet.
Well, yeah, Scottie Scheffler. Yeah, no shit. It seems like every year in Augusta, Xander's name is always on that leaderboard. Like, he's always in the top 5 or the top 10. He plays it well. I like Xander Schauffele as one of my winners. I'm glad that we're on the same page here.
Yeah, I mean, a second guy for me that I look at too, and it's not like a known winner around golf, but he has won a couple major tournaments, and you know, his name's definitely been thrown around cup qualifiers. I am huge on Victor Hovland. I think Victor Hovland's got a real shot here.
I think so too.
That Norwegian, he's not one of my 5, that boy can play golf.
I think he's definitely gonna take that jump of winning a major.
He's
I
due.
Know he won. I know he won the tour.
To. That's what I'm thinking.
But yeah, I think he's due, but he's not one of my 5. My second pick, a former Masters winner who has a very good track record at Augusta, Hideki Matsuyama, 22-1. I think that he's going to be a very popular pick.
Don't hate it.
He's got a win, 2 top 10s, and a 12th place finish in his last 4 events. He has not missed a cut at the Masters since 2014. 2 top 10s and 5 more top 20 finishes. He's in recent form now. His tee to green the last few events have been absolutely outstanding. If he can hit those putts, he's got a good shot at wearing that green jacket once again on Sunday. I love Hideki Matsuyama.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that pick. I think he's a real good shot. I think another guy for me, who I would say put him in that 3 spot, Jordan Spieth. He's got, 20-1 odds right now to win. What, he finished top 3 or 4 last year? So, he's one of those guys that hangs around that top mark a ton at Augusta. And I think, again, it's who can take that next jump, who's playing the better round on Sunday. I can't help but pick Spieth here. The way he played last year, the way he's been playing right now, I like his chances.
Spieth finished tied for 4th at 7-under. He was very fortunate, though, shooting 6-under in the 4th round on Sunday, but that's when your best golf is. So,
that's what I'm saying.
My number 3 pick, another former major winner, has not won the Masters. Full swing legend, Matthew Fitzpatrick. I think he's very comfortable at this course. I mean, Augusta's, he's most comfortable there. He hasn't missed a cut there since 2014. He's improved his finish from each of the last 4 years. He can beat the big dogs. We've seen that when he won the U.S. Open a couple years ago in Boston. And that's pretty fair odds. 40-1 for a guy that's won a major before. He's rounded to form.
Yeah.
His approach numbers from distance are some of the best on tour as of recent. And if there's messy weather on Thursday, that's what the forecast is saying. He's been able to work around some messy weather. Remember back in the U.S. Open in 2022 where the weather wasn't the best in Boston, but he was familiar with the course because he won an amateur open there. So I like Matt Fitzpatrick. Another pick for me, Matt Fitzpatrick. Love it. Love Matt Fitzpatrick.
I like Fitzpatrick too, but a guy kind of in that same boat, not, you know, I guess, okay, not in the same boat, but a guy like Tony Finau, like plus 5,000 to win. I think, listen, this might be a personal pick here. I love Finau. I love Tony Finau. Do you fan of Tony Finau?
I like Tony Finau, yeah. Full swing, I fell in love with him. Also, let me just say this. He's not on my list, but the new season of Full Swing, I absolutely fell in love with Tom Kim. Like, I'm a Tom Kim guy now. He's just like me.
How could you not be?
He's just like us. I love Tom Kim. Not be? Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, well, I just was, I mean, the last four tournament finishes for Finau, he's finished second. I don't even think he qualified, 45th and 13th, but he's playing good golf as recently. His best Masters finish was in 19th and 5th. He's finished in the last four, 26th, 35th, 10th, and 38th. He's played this course a ton. He's playing decent golf as a recently finished in second in his last event. I like Finau here, Stan. I like Finau.
Okay. My number four. I got a live guy. Cam Smith. I think that he's... It's at 45 to 1, so that's like a crazy price. And his last few appearances at LIV, runner-up, third place, and fifth place in his last seven appearances. I think he's shown enough in LIV to where I'm raising my eyebrows at him. He withdrew from the last LIV tournament in Miami because of food poisoning, but I think that he should be fine for the Masters now that he's had a few days to recover. I just don't understand why he's lower than Justin Thomas and DeChambeau. He's been playing great golf as of late.
Yeah, it's a name thing.
It is a name thing, but I think that he has the guys that I just mentioned with JT and Bryson and even Tony Finau and sometimes even Victor Hovland as well. There's some glaring issues with them, and Cam Smith's weakness is driving accuracy, which you're not really looking to boom the ball in Augusta.
No, it's definitely strategical golf. You're looking to place it.
Yeah.
And that's why I think a guy like DeChambeau. Well, that's why I think a guy like DeChambeau, he just has no shot.
Oh, no. Fuck him.
No. And you want to know my fifth pick, Stan?
That's a one golfer I hate. Who's your number five?
I'm not. Not a fan of him either. But my fifth pick, this might just be a personality pick, maybe because I watch Bob Does Sports. I'm a big Keegan Bradley guy. I think he is he's a good time on the course, and I think, listen, anything's possible in Augusta. We saw Tiger do it at 19. Dude, I could barely walk. So,
yeah.
Give me a shot here, Keegan.
All right. My long shot. At 80 to 1. 80 to 1. Give me Siwoo Kim.
Love it. I was looking at him too.
He's not been. It's almost like Shoffley, where you kind of see his name on the board. You see Siwoo Kim's name on the board all the time, but he's not as high as Xander Shoffley. He hasn't finished below 30. Not finishing below 39th. He hasn't finished below 39th since 2018. And he has six top 25 finishes, no missed cuts in the last nine events. He has great tee to green game. I'm liking Siwoo. It comes down with the putter. It's the same thing with Xander. If Siwoo Kim's able to make his putts, he can hang around on Sunday. I really think so.
Which means, I 100% agree.
Should we do a make the cut parlay? Because I have one right here. I don't have Tiger in this one because I don't want to risk it of a withdraw and then just have it like screw us.
Don't care. That's my guy.
Okay. You ready? Write these down because I'm totally going to completely forget them. You ready?
Hold on. Wait. All right. Hold on.
Why does it say we have one audience? Is that you?
No.
Weird. Okay.
Let me hear.
All right. All right.
Matsuyama. Yep.
Tommy Fleetwood. Matt Fitzpatrick.
Matt Fitz, yep.
Shane Lowry. Sahith Sigala.
Sahith. I'm going to misspell this horribly.
Sahith. S-A-H-I-T-H.
Yep. All right.
T-H-E-E Gala.
You know, I mean, do we need the last name? You know who it is.
Yeah, fair. Cam Smith.
Cam Smith.
Cam Young. Siwoo. Willie Z. And Patrick Reed.
Pat. Reed. All right. Send you that right now.
Let me check. Let me pull it up on FanDuel. See if making this the cut. There we go. We got Matsuyama, Fleetwood, Matt Fitzpatrick,
Shane Lowry, Shaheed
Diala,
Cam Smith, Cam Young,
Siwoo Kim, Zalatoris, and where is he? Patrick Reed. All right, you can get that 10-leg parlay plus $884. You put $10 down, you win $98, close to $100. You put $5 on it, you get close to $50. So don't shoot the messenger. And we're coming out with a 3-ball parlay soon. But right now, I'm loving these picks. Like, I'm just like, that's what happens with a golf bet. I think there's two bets where you're like the most confident ever. And it's a golf bet and a horse race bet. And that's it.
Well, the horse race, I mean, confidence is all you got in that. You have no idea.
Not a fucking clue. I picked the Preakness right. I didn't get the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont, but I did pick the Preakness. Thank you to Mike Francesa, by the way. He knows his horses.
Of course he does.
Of course he does, yes. All right, that's the Masters. Hopefully next episode. Actually, our next episode probably might be Thursday. So the first round will probably be concluded. And then the episode after will have a winner. So, moving on from the Masters, let's talk some baseball. I mean, Tim, I'll give you the spotlight. Your Mets beat the Braves.
They're back, baby. They're back.
They're back.
Real piss poor start. Started 0-5. People were just ready to completely write it off. I was one of them. They're 4-1 since.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, they're 4-1 since. They weren't able to hit the ball. Now they're really hitting the piss out of the ball. Nimmo goes 4-for-4 last night. 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. G.J. Stewart gets his first of the year last night. It's a 2-run home run to center field. I mean, they're finally putting the ball in play. A lot of hard hit balls. Charlie Morton, a great strikeout pitcher in his later years. What he says, he's only, one of 5 pitchers who are 34 and up, or at the age 34 and up, to have 200 strikeout seasons. He has 4. He's with the likes of Randy Johnson. You know, Mets go out there. They don't let them strike him out. They're putting the ball in play almost every single at-bat. They're keeping the strikeouts low, keeping the pitch count high, working walks. And I just want to see from veteran guys on the Mets, if they can work deep into counts and let these young guys hit. I mean, Beatty's hitting 300 right now. Francisco Alvarez is hitting 300. If we can just get on base and let these young guys work, we're going to score some runs, and the pitching really hasn't been the problem. You start Julio Teheran yesterday. I know you go down 4-0. I mean, what do you expect? You just signed Julio Teheran. What are you getting out of that? But the bullpen comes in. They work phenomenally out of jams. They let up 4 runs. 3 runs, you know, after he got pulled in the third. So 3 runs for 7 innings. I don't know. I mean, you go down 4-0. The Mets come back. They win 8-7. I like what's going on in Queens right now, Stan. I really do. I really do. I like what's going on in Queens.
It's a good win. Good win. The Yankee side of things.
I will say one thing, Stan.
Go ahead.
I'll say one thing because you know him as much as I do. Jesus, Mendoza. That guy looks like he's going to shit himself every time he's in the dugout. I do not think he's ready to be a manager. I know it's early, but oh my God, have some confidence, please.
Yeah, how do I put this without saying it in like a mean, not like a mean way, because I mean, he was the bench coach. So really, like, I don't really know how a bench coach really works in baseball, but I don't know. I just didn't think he was ready. I feel like he was kind of just there. You know what I mean? When he was with the Yankees, it felt like he was just there. It didn't feel like he was like making an impact, nothing like that. That's just me. If it was something different, then maybe, but. All right. Oh boy, I can't hear Tim. That's not a good sign. Anyway, moving on. Actually, no, let's talk about the Yankees. Yankees, this team's so much fun. This team is so much fun to watch. Winners of their last 3. There's oh my God. Is this a camera of Tim Lotto? Holy shit.
It might work.
It might work. You're frozen, but I see you. You're frozen now. Oh, God. Oh, it's a disaster.
That ain't gonna... Could you hear me at all?
I heard you once, and then it stopped.
Can you... Okay.
I can hear
See,
you perfectly.
See, this is where the camera comes into play. Yes. That's where the camera comes into play there, Stan.
Yep. That's why. All right. What are you doing on your phone, or is it a new tab?
What? On my computer?
Like, is... Yeah, on your computer.
No, I can use my, like, it just, like, kicked me out for some reason. I have no idea why, but.
Oh God. All right.
Like, I could put the camera on. I could put the camera on, Stan. You just won't be able to hear me. Yeah, you just won't be able to hear me.
Don't. If we have to restart this, so help me God. Yankees have been on fire. Winners of three straight. They take on the low-life Marlins. Rodon, the
worst team in baseball.
9-2. Oh, they're so bad. They are absolutely terrible. I'm also sweating a first five inning money line right now, and they're fucking losing. Great fucking job, Detroit.
I was just about to say, the only game was on the Tigers.
Yeah. Blanking on what I was going to say. Yeah, Anthony Volpe's just been on fire. Had a three-run home run last night. He's been hitting the ball really well. Juan Soto with his first home run at Yankee Stadium as a Yankee. Whew. I'm excited.
New York Nestor baseball.
Nestor threw 8 shutout innings.
Is he back?
In this world? Who knows? But
I think you can give us 4 against Miami, Stan.
You can. Are we? I think we have 3 against. Or this is the second of 3. And
no, I mean you could give. You could probably give the Yankees 4 scoreless innings against Miami. That team fucking blows.
I definitely could. I would leave a lot of guys on base, but I definitely would throw 4 innings. Yankees. So they got 2 more against the Marlins, and they're off on Thursday, and then weekend series in Cleveland, and then
who's hot as hell right now? Cleveland is on fire.
Yeah, Cleveland looks really good, 8-2, so that's going to be a pretty good series. Trying to think, is there any like outside news that I'm like blanking on here?
Luis Robert.
Oh, yeah. And Trevor Story's out for the year, too. That just got announced.
Yeah, because like they were doing
Jacob
so well.
Jacob deGrom. Throwing from 90 feet, aiming for an August return.
You know, I still love him. I want to see him pitch.
Still love him. Yeah, fair. How does it... Let's talk about the elbow injuries, because I think that it's been a glaring
Didn't
issue.
Did they have a meeting?
Around
Didn't
the league.
Did the player association have a meeting with the league?
Basically, what the players' union is saying is that it's the pitch clock that keeps on causing these elbow injuries. But to be honest, let me just say this. I hate owners, baseball owners, as much as the next guy. It's not because of the pitch clock that's causing the elbow injuries. Because games were much quicker in the 80s and no one was getting hurt. So
I think it comes down to, Stan, what I think is they're throwing too hard.
Yeah. There's a lot of flamethrowers in the sport, and they're all getting hurt. Cole, Strider, Framber Valdez now. I know he's not a flamethrower, but...
It's just, it's a constant theme of a guy who has been pitching his whole life, has been throwing upper 90s, gets to the league, overworks his arm, or he's already overworked his arm up to that point.
Bieber!
And, yeah. Everyone just gets hurt. Everyone's getting hurt.
Yeah, it's,
Now, it won't be a problem for the Mets rotation because every guy in their rotation behind Senga, every guy in that rotation tops out at like 88, so we're pretty good for now.
Yeah. Justin Verlander had a rehab start yesterday. Allows 6 earned, struck out 6.
Alek Manoah had a single-A start. He walked the first 4 batters and walked in a run, and I don't even think he went 3 innings. I think he went 2.
That's a shame. That's a real shame. Let's see. Then I do have a baseball bet today. Hopefully the Tigers kind of bounce back here and take the lead in the 9th inning. But other than that, Phillies, Cardinals, Nerfy, Zach Wheeler against Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray making his first start in St. Louis. Home crowd's going to be rocking. Simple 6 outs. Leave it at that.
It's never that simple.
It's never that simple. It never is. There's no such thing as an easy nerfy. I'll tell you that. Yeah, I'm just excited to go back to the stadium. We got a month left. I'm losing it, Tim. I'm losing it.
Ready to go see a game.
I'm just ready. I'm ready. I want to go to stands. Like I want to go to Billy's. Like I just want to do the whole thing. Like
the whole pre-game
at Billy's. Pre-game at Billy's. Go to the Yankee game. Post-game at stands, and then a safe trip home from MTA to Tarrytown, and then
New Jersey Transit is incompetent.
Dude, fuck NJ Transit. I can't stand them. They, I will never forget.
You're 100%
right. I will
right.
never forget. I will never forget the first time that I rode NJ Transit, and I will tell you what I was doing. I was visiting Nick Crocker at Seton Hall. Shout out him. Shout out Seton Hall as well for winning the NIT. But anyway, we went to a Knicks preseason game where Julius Randle hit a buzzer beater to beat the Washington Wizards. The lowly Washington Wizards. And place goes apeshit. We're taking NJ Transit from Penn Station in New York City back to South Orange. Me, Crocker, and like a group of people are standing by a door that says exit. And we stop at the South Orange station. Door does not open. The door just doesn't open. And we're standing there for like 25 seconds. Door still not opening. It says exit. Tracks are right there. The door just isn't opening. And then we realize, oh fuck, this door isn't going to open. And we fucking go down the stairs and run. And as we got there, the door shut. We were already moving, going to Maplewood.
Fuck NJ Transit.
Fuck them. And we had to take an Uber from Maplewood to South Orange and nearly got killed in the Uber.
That's like $50.
Yeah. Fuck NJ Transit. The fucking worst. Anyway. Hockey. Rangers and Islanders, big one tonight. Big fight feel, especially now that the Islanders are back. Third place in the Metro.
The fever dream right now, Stan.
It is a fever dream. It does feel like a fever dream for you. It's, I mean, a week ago, everyone was like, oh, the Islanders might sneak it. And then they kind of just fell off. And then with how bad the bottom half of the Metro in the Eastern Conference has been, I mean, you can take what you can get. Oh, not again.
I mean,
Oh, wait.
We got a shot, Stan. We got a real good shot of winning this thing. I'm loving watching them play right now. I really am. And you know what? A huge thing for me.
Yeah, I can hear you, but you're cutting out. But just keep talking. Well, what's the New York Sports Exchange without?
Sorry, I might have the worst Wi-Fi on the planet, but like I was saying, Stan, a huge, huge thing for me right now.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, I might have the worst Wi-Fi on the planet. This is unreal, but they're cooking, Stan. They're cooking.
Yeah, they're playing well. They're playing well. Again, one more month. And we got 10 days. I mean, 11 days until the NHL, until the playoffs.
Jeez, that's, don't put that in perspective, dude. There's 5 games left for me to watch, and I'm holding my breath every puck drop.
What are we going to do? I'm just realizing, what are we going to do for the preview? Because it starts on a Saturday. I don't want to do a Thursday episode, because there's like teams, like there's still like seeding to be decided. We'll see.
We'll have to do it on like a Friday anyway, or something.
Who knows? Well, if it's Rangers Islanders first round, 4:20, I think we gotta watch it in person.
Ooh, yeah.
I think we could,
yeah.
Or not even if they're just like both playing, we just love the game. If neither of them are, love the game. Anyway, love the game. Anyway,
well, I'll be a little disappointed if the Isles aren't playing, Stan. I can't even lie.
Fair. Rangers have a chance to clinch the Metro tonight, taking on, oh yeah, they're playing the Islanders. A win and a regulation win for Boston against Carolina tonight clinches them the Metro. We look at the West playoff picture. It looks like it is Dallas going to be taking the crown for the Metro. Vancouver. Not the Metro. The West. Vancouver looking.
Vancouver's been kind of on a skid.
A little bit. Edmonton's got a shot to take that one spot in the Pacific.
McDavid is killing me. Is this guy human? I mean, what, he had like 80 points at the All-Star break, and he's got 132. Like, what?
He is not human. Let's just put it that way. He's not human. I have a question for you.
Let me hear it.
Is Vegas gonna fall off?
well... Yeah, that is a question a lot of people are asking right now. I think, listen, it's Vegas. You know what you're getting with them. Thomas Hertl just came back for them last night. They're still missing Mark Stone. I think once it comes around playoff time, they'll be in that picture, and they'll get healthy, and then they'll be a real problem. So I'm not too concerned about what the Western Conference is going to play out, because I think me and you both can agree, Stan, that it's coming out of the East this year. It's coming out of the East.
I think so, but I mean, you can just never sleep on Colorado. That's really, I do think it comes out of the East, but if someone in the West does win it, it's going to be Colorado.
100%.
I just want to play you. Does that sound bad?
So badly. No, I want to play you too. You think I want to play Carolina? Dude, I hate Carolina. They kick our ass. I don't want to play them.
Like, I just want a Rangers Islander series in the worst way, because that'd just be great content.
Just win and get in first, Isles, please. Just get in. I'm begging. I'm pleading.
Does Pittsburgh play today? No, they played yesterday.
They played last night. They lost in overtime to Toronto.
So they get a point. They have Detroit on Thursday. That's going to be big. That's going to be big.
Detroit's got to win. And that's the thing is, like, I want Detroit to win, but Detroit's the wild card too. So it's like the best, it's the worst situation here. I don't know. You know what I need, Stan? You know what I really need? I need the Buffalo fucking Sabres to start winning games against these teams. They got one against Washington, one against Detroit. We finish here against Pittsburgh. We do our job, they do their job. We're looking good.
Oh, I saw that coming. Mark Mitchell from Duke has entered the transfer portal.
What?
You got that?
It's a wild time to be alive. He's going to Arkansas.
Yeah. He actually might. Small steps in the right direction are better than big steps in the wrong direction. That is what I'll say on that. What wise words by me.
A little shot fired there, huh?
I wouldn't say shots fired.
Shout out Tottenham. Shout out Hotspurs, by the way, Stan. Real quick, fourth in the Premier League.
Just get that championship.
Come on, you Spurs.
I want to watch them on Tuesdays and Thursdays again. Please. And Wednesdays again. The worst way. Oh God, that'd be awesome. NBA.
I need more soccer.
We need more football. NBA. I just saw Mike Francesa tweet. NBA, Knicks back in third place. More news. Jesus Christ. Calipari asked Kentucky to counter the Arkansas offer, and Kentucky said no.
Well, there you go.
There it is. Yep. There it is. It's just like there's no going back to now. Like, you have to be at Arkansas. Like, there's no way he could just
be gone.
At Arkansas, negotiate with them, and then just be like, nah, going back to Lexington. No way.
No, he's 100% out.
There's no way. NBA, OG Anunoby's back, Joel Embiid's back as well. Knicks play tonight against the Bulls, 4.5-point favorites. I think that there's, for lack of a better term, I feel that you saw the Sixers get fined $100,000 because of them, like, I don't know, like bullshitting the injury report.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you notice that when that like fine was announced, the Knicks?
Oh, all the Knicks guys got healthy.
OG.
Yeah, I'm not shocked. I mean,
immediately brought back OG.
Stan, every team's doing this. Let's be real.
I mean. I just want them playing good ball, like going to the playoffs. I don't care about seeding. I think that seeding, I think home court advantage is the biggest piece of gravy in the NBA.
I couldn't agree with you more. I love watching the Cavs slip to the 6th seed, 5th seed, and figure it out from there. Yeah. Figure it out, Cleveland, season, please.
Can you imagine if we get a Knicks, Cavs, Rangers, Islanders first round series?
I'd lose my head.
Oh my god! Again, we need a moderator. Like we really need a moderator. Like it's absurd.
Chat, clip that. Chat, clip that.
Yeah, chat, clip that. Start throwing like personal insults at each other. It's gonna be bad. I just know it. It's gonna be bad. Any other NBA news? I saw today the Magic Pacers possible series. Someone said that's nothing. Someone said that series screams game one on at 1 o'clock on ESPN and game two on
ESPN
7 2 o'clock on NBA TV. Like it's really just like
nobody's watching that. And if the NBA, and we all know the NBA, they'll do something to maybe stop that from happening.
Yeah. Oh, they will definitely stop that from happening. I do want to shout out a former, a good friend of mine. A good friend of mine. I don't even know. He doesn't even know who I am. Zion Williamson. He's playing great ball as of late. See that dunk against Brooklyn the other day?
Stan, I've been seeing Brooklyn commercials on SNY of them going, Brooklyn's ass. I mean, everyone now knows.
I mean, I know you hate Brooklyn, but yeah, fuck Brooklyn.
They stink.
They've been a top five team defensively all year, 6th in net rating this year. In a wide open West, don't sleep. Don't sleep. That's all I'm going to say. If they can break out of that,
the Nuggets are coming out of the West. It is so clear that the Nets are coming out of the West, or the Nuggets.
The Nuggets, the Nets.
Yeah,
we'll see. I mean, the play-in's going to be fun. We're we're a week away from the play-in. If you think about it that way.
Exciting stuff.
Playoffs. This is always the most stressful time of the year, by the way. I don't think people really understand how stressful the NBA and NHL playoffs are for us, especially as college students.
Because... Yeah, I was going to be pulling my hair out, Stan. I mean, I'm losing my mind over here.
That, like, your sports teams are in the playoffs, and then you have to worry about final essays and finals and all that bullshit. Oh, God, I hate it.
Do they not know that the Isles are playing in the first round?
They don't know. They don't know. They
don't know ball.
They really don't. They don't know ball. They don't know ball. All right. Moving on to what I saw real quick. What I saw is the earthquake.
Yeah, what the hell? That was random as hell.
Did you feel it?
No.
I didn't feel it either. All right. I didn't feel it. I got like a text being like, earthquake? I was like, what?
Yeah, my mom sent me a text. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm sitting in my bed right now.
I kind of did get FOMO a bit. I'm not gonna lie. I haven't experienced.
Oh, we didn't see like a garbage can knock over.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't experienced an earthquake since I was like 8 or 7. I was at my grandparents' house, and then my grandpa like sits on a rocking chair, like a black like rocking chair slash recliner, yeah. And the chair started shaking. He thought that my sister was behind the recliner and like shaking the chair like that. And then he's like,
I mean, I've never been to an earthquake, so I don't know.
I mean, and then my other one I saw is the solar eclipse. I could really give a shit.
I was playing golf. It was cool. I mean, I was on the golf course. It got dark, but then it got really cold and I was mid putt. Like, what the hell? Yeah. I mean, mid-putt, then it gets dark.
I went to the gym. Everyone's running from the grind. We're not. Leave it at that.
We know ball.
Wait. Love how that's our answer for everything.
We know ball.
We know ball. Tim, you're what I saw.
It was round of golf. I won some money. First round of the year.
Wait. You know the rules. I guess your score. What was the handicap?
No handicap, 9 holes. You tell me. Par was 36.
You shot a 42.
I did not. I wish. First round of the year, I shot a 46, but I won money, so okay. Can't complain.
Okay, you won money. You won money. All right, fair enough. Let's see. What are we going to do? Another one I saw. Darren Waller. What the fuck?
What did he do? I didn't even see that.
He's like, I don't even know how to put this. So you know that like rumor that he's like contemplating about like whether or not he's going to retire?
Well, you guys stink. I mean, I wouldn't want to be there either. No offense.
But he's basically like, Joe Shane's basically telling him like, yo, like we need an answer by like the draft. So we know like, so if we need to draft a tight end or not, and we only have one tight end on the roster and there's not that many great tight ends available in free agency.
And so he just won't give you an answer?
He just won't give us an answer. So fuck you.
Oh my God. If you see him on the street, boo him!
See him at the mall at Willowbrook. Boo his sorry ass. Here, yeah,
he
so
wins
this
a
is
Super Bowl. Boo him!
Yeah, really. Darren Waller told senior writer of The Athletic, Vic Tafer, that he's still undecided on if he wants to play or retire from the NFL. Waller knows the Giants would probably want a decision before the draft, but he also does not want to put a hard deadline on himself.
Yeah, you're not that guy anymore. I'm sorry.
I know you're not. He's trying so hard to get cut here. Like, this is...
That's clearly what he wants. He wants to get cut and go play for another team.
There's like not that many great tight ends available in free agency, so he's like everyone. So like, hey, if you retire, we gotta draft one. So are you coming
if
or
he
not?
Does,
like,
if he does retire, are you making a move to get Bowers?
No, I think we're fine with Daniel Bellinger, but we'll see.
And I thought the Jets were fine with Jeff Cumberland. So
that's a name. Bellinger got some good reps in the playoffs.
I was at Jeff Cumberland's first touchdown in preseason game. I look at my dad. My dad looks at me and goes, that's our future tight end. It was right after Keller got hurt. It was a few years after Keller got hurt. Oh, my God. The guy did nothing.
John, that's our future tight end right there.
Did nothing.
Shout out Ozzie Smog, by the way. Yeah. We need to get him on. We need to get him on.
He wants to come on.
He wants to come on? We'll get him on. Yeah. Summer episode, we'll get him on. We got some loaded summer content coming, by the way. I can't wait.
Talk Isles offseason all day.
Isles Ice Dog. We are doing some athletic stuff with someone we know.
Do a little cornhole action with my dad.
Cornhole video? Fuck. All right. Okay. This is going to be a pain in the ass to edit, but you know what? It's for the love of the game. We know Paul.
We know
Paul. That's going to wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok. Be sure to like this video, subscribe to our YouTube, comment on this video. Follow us and rate us on Spotify.
5 stars.
5 stars only. And we will see you guys Thursday for, I don't know, just talk ball. Why not? All right.
Golf, baby.
We know ball.
The Masters.
All right. Peace out.